Siddur snippets is sponsored by Renee Jack Nussbaum, Lili Nishmas, Adol Bas Yehuda Tfi. We're in the second Hallelujah following Ashrei, and we last began to understand and analyze the pasuk Monem Espar LaKochavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, counts the number of the stars, and LeKulam Shemos Yikra, to each and every star, He gives a name. Shemos, each one has a name, and Yikra, He calls it by that name. He spoke about the significance of the fact that Hashem counts all of those stars is not meaningless. Even for the infinite, omnipotent being, it's astounding. There are 400 billion stars in our galaxy and 100 billion galaxies. A one with 18 zeros, is that what we concluded? 19 zeros? It's a lot of zeros. That's a lot of stars. And yet, the Almighty keeps track of the constellations, the stars, where they are, when they came into being, and the light that they produce. He knows each one and He gives it a name. You'll note this pasuk too is written in the present. It doesn't say mana, He counted previously. He is moneh. It's an ongoing relationship. He didn't just once count, and now He recorded it. He's got the count. A one with 19 zeros. A lot of stars. Quite an accomplishment. Shine. He's done. He's moneh in the present. The significance, the meaning of His continuous counting is that it is a continuous relationship. He continues to will the star's existence. He continues to know and to call their name. And Yikra, He will call it in the future. He gives each star a name, and He promises and pledges that ongoing relationship. And of course, in this context, the stars are a metaphor. They are a symbol for each and every one of us. The billions of people who have been born throughout history, arguably the Jewish people in particular, with whom there's an even more special and closer relationship. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avram to go outside and count the stars. He was telling us each of us is a superstar in His eyes. He counts us. He knows us. All of humanity are the children of God. God cares about everyone. Chaviv Adam Shenivar B'Tzelem. The Mishnah says, beloved is man created in the image of God. And Tiferes Yisrael points out, it does not say Chaviv Yisrael. Beloved are the Jews who are created in the image of God. But beloved is humanity. Every human being is created in God's image and deserves that honor, that respect, and carries that responsibility and that privilege. However, that said, while Chaviv Adam, there's a special relationship. B'ni B'chori Yisrael, we are God's eldest children. We take on the distinction even though we didn't come first. Nevertheless, we gain the title of B'chor. We have the designation and we have the awesome responsibility of being His firstborn. So when Hashem tells Avram, go outside and count the stars, He's telling us, and He says, Koyi Yezarecha, your children, your progeny, your offspring will be like the stars, meaning I will know each of them personally, I will have an ongoing relationship with each, I will know and I will call their name in a meaningful future. This Fasemis explains, what is the significance of a name? We know that a name defines or reflects the essence of a person, of an animal, of an object. The one who gives the name has the greatest insight. The one who gives the name has the greatest understanding, the deepest and most profound understanding as to the essence of that which he or she is naming. Adam HaRishon was described as being endowed with a great wisdom, an exalted wisdom, because all the animal kingdom passed before him, and he gave each one a name. To Jew, to us, the Torah, names are not just a random label that we choose. We need a name for this thing. Let's all call it the chair. And when we use the word chair, we all know we're talking about the same thing. That may be true in other languages, but in Hebrew, the name that we give, there's a greater and a deeper meaning. The name reflects the essence, the tachlis, the purpose, the ultimate goal, the mission of that object or of that person. Adam being endowed with the wisdom to name all the animals that came before him reflected Adam's penetrating insight, his ability to understand every creature, its function, its uniqueness, its purpose, and its mission. He was able to give those names. And that's what it means. Hashem names every star. He understands the purpose and the essence of every star. He understands each of us, our distinction, our distinctiveness, why we're here, and what our personal mission. L'chulam shemos. It's not just that He counts us because we know. Look, He's the infinite, omnipotent one. Of course He knows everything that exists. It exists because He wills it. He doesn't just know about our existence. He knows our name. He knows our essence. He knows our most personal, intimate thoughts and dreams and aspirations and fears and worries and failures. He has the deepest understanding of each and every creation. And that's supposed to empower us. That's supposed to comfort us. It's supposed to strengthen us. And going back on the last pasuk, Harofe Lishvurei Lev, it is what heals those who are brokenhearted, those who feel neglected or insignificant or inconsequential, those who feel they don't matter and are feeling despondent or hopeless. How is he healing us? By reminding us, Monem is Barla Kochavim, that each one of us counts, that we have the ability to be a shining star in Hashem's eyes, that he knows our name, he knows what makes us tick, he knows our essence, he created us, and he knows the challenges and the struggles, and he has amazing pride and love, and he's there to support us. You see this parenthetically, briefly, in our parsha, when Yaakov finishes wrestling with the angel, he turns to the angel, and the angel says to him, "What's your name?" And they have a conversation about his name, and he says to the angel, "And what's your name?" And the angel says, "Lama zeh tikra l'shmi? Why are you calling my name?" And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz understands that it wasn't the angel being dismissive or avoiding answering the question. The angel answered the question by saying, "Oh, you want to know my name? My name is, why do you need to know my name?" In other words, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the methodology of the Yetzer Hara is to say, don't look too carefully or closely. Don't understand me too well. I want you to barely know that I exist. My name is, why do you need to know my name? I don't want you to remember I'm here. I don't want you to understand what I'm trying to achieve. I don't want you to name me so that you can confront me. I want to be operating in the background. My name is, why do you need to know my name? L'chulam shemos yikra, Hashem gives a name to each and every one of the stars. He gives a name to each and every one of us. It's his ability to understand, to design, not only the natural universe, but also his experience and his relationship with us, Moneh. It's ongoing, it's present, it's in real time. He knows where you are right now. He knows what you're thinking, he knows what you're doing. He knows if you're listening or if you're texting while I'm talking. He knows it all. So do I, by the way, I can see you. But he knows it all. He knows it all. He's Moneh in real time, and that is designed to be reassuring and strengthening. It is what heals those who are brokenhearted.